O Little Town of Bethlehem. That's from André Rieu and the Johann Strauss Orchestra's older holiday recording, Home for the Holidays. The new one just came out, a live recording titled Jolly Holiday. And it's the classic music of Christmas here on the new Classical FM. Let's get to our daily look at the arts. The Canadian Opera Company is in the middle of a reimagined fall and winter season of physically distanced programming titled Opera Everywhere. The slate of digital and in-person events includes live concerts, interactive learning opportunities, and deep dives into opera's past and future, all designed with community building in mind. The COC's programs can largely be experienced from anywhere in the world, including the new podcast the company is producing, Key Change, hosted by director and dramaturge in residence, Julie McIsaac.
Welcome to Key Change, the COC's new podcast, exploring everything about opera from a fresh perspective.
The podcast features creative voices that are helping to shape the future for the genre. What stories are we telling? Why do they persist? And how can we tell them differently in a way that invites more people into the narrative? Episode 3 was released recently and features our next guest, Ravi Jain. Ravi is the founding artistic director of Why Not Theatre. He's been shortlisted for the Seminovich Prize and winner of several other notable awards, including the Canada Council John Hirsch Prize for Direction. Some of his notable credits include the show he did on stage with his mother, wonderful production, A Brimful of Asha, his direction of Saltwater Moon, and even Cirque du Soleil. He's currently working with the National Theatre in London, the Shaw Festival, and a production starring David Suzuki, of all people.
It's always a pleasure to speak with Ravi Jain. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
David Suzuki, eh?
Yeah, what a guy.
People don't know this about him. He talks like a pirate, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor, let's say that. But the project's actually with him and his wife, Tara Cullis.
Okay.
And so she keeps him in check, which is good.
This idea of inviting more people into a theater setting in person or virtually these days, this has been something you've been passionate about for so long. You and I have spoken before, as long as I've known you. What were some of the early motivations for that, going back into your career where you looked out into an audience and thought, this needs to change?
Well, yeah, I mean, it kind of comes from even just growing up. You know, I grew up in a South Asian family, and, you know, even my whole life, my mother, the only way to bring my mother to the theater was to put her on stage.
and she was pretty good, I have to say.
She was pretty good. She did well. You know. But I think, you know, it was just the feeling of, like, you know, there's so many more people out there, and the arts has always been a kind of exclusive experience that's always felt like it's for a certain group of people, whether they're, you know, more wealthy, whether they're more white, whether they're just there are access points for certain people that don't exist for others. And how can we make this a space that really belongs to everyone? Because, you know, in my life, I have so many different kinds of people that are in my life, and I'd love for them to be also part of the thing that I love, which is the art.
It has changed, hasn't it, in this last 25 years?
Oh, for sure it has.
I mean,
you know, with more and more different voices coming to the table, it inevitably is able to just change who's out there in the audience. And there's still a ways to go, but yeah, it has changed a lot.
If you're just joining us, director, actor, writer, producer, and artistic director Ravi Jain is with us. He's featured on a new episode of the Canadian Opera Company podcast, Key Change. It's available at coc.ca on the homepage and everywhere you enjoy podcasts. So something I know you cover about opera in the episode is what you do not like about opera and storytelling within opera, and that's juicy stuff. What does bother you about this genre, or what's led up until maybe at least this moment?
Well, you know, I guess for me, it was a world I was never let into.
Right.
And I think that historically, you know, opera feels like a lot of the productions tend to be the productions that were done many, many years ago. You know, 50 years ago, the sets are exactly the same.
Right.
And so my outside understanding of the form was that it didn't really want to change. It was rather more like a museum where it wants to preserve stories of the past done the way they were done in the past. And for me, the art is such a beautiful place because it's stories that have meaning now. And so the languages in which we understand theater and performance is changing in a contemporary way. So how can we just have more flexibility with those old stories and find new ways to interpret them?
We'll have to listen to get the full picture, but give us an idea of where you think opera can go to cast that wider net. You've touched on it a little there with looking at some of the classics and telling those stories in a different way, but what else are you thinking about?
Well, the exciting thing, how the podcast came to be was my company, Why Not Theater, we're doing a production of the Mahabharata, which is a big ancient South Asian story. And one of the sections of the story is a Sanskrit opera. So Sanskrit's a traditional Indian language, and we created an opera. And, you know, I think that's what's really potentially exciting for opera, is to really explore the multiplicity of languages that exist in the world, and how can the musical aspects of the storytelling be influenced by the different dynamics of different languages, different cultures in the music, and different stories. And so this collaboration was really exciting for me, because I just have never had an opportunity to work in opera, let alone work on something so unique as a Sanskrit opera.
You always seem to take on projects that are going to keep you very, very busy. And that sounds like, you know, you've got to have some energy for that one. Always fascinating. Tell us a little bit how we can keep an eye on your world and your work over the next year, because I know for everybody, all artists right now, everything's changed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, thanks. I guess our website is the best way to go. And it's, you know, whynot.theater.
Okay.
It's funny because people are like, where's the .com? I'm like, no, it's whynot.theater.
Yeah, right.
And that's the best way to kind of keep in touch with us and what's going on. And it's true, things are changing so drastically. And, we're all very hopeful for these vaccines.
Yeah, we certainly are. And hopefully this time next year, you and I will be having a different conversation that way. But
I would love that. And maybe in person.
Indeed, that would be great, too. To listen to this podcast, coc.ca/keychange. That is the name of the podcast. Episode 3 is streaming right now, featuring the talented man you just heard, Ravi Jain. Ravi, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM and our look at the arts.